BBC Countryfile presenter, The Countryside is Racist. By Jack Montgomery on October 16, 2020. BBC Countryfile presenter Ellie Harrison has insisted that the countryside is racist after the BBC courted controversy by reporting that many minorities see it as a white environment. Writing in the magazine associated with the BBC mainstay, which debuted on television over 30 years ago, Harrison said, in asking whether the countryside is racist, "Then yes it is, but asking if it's more racist than anywhere else, maybe, maybe not." She had been responding to a controversy involving BBC coverage of a government report on the supposed exclusion of minorities from the countryside, fronted by fellow presenter Dwayne Fields. The broadcaster drew the ire of many on social media when it stated that many in Black, Asian and minority ethnic, BAME, groups see the countryside as being a white environment on Twitter. Judging by the thousands of angry responses to the BBC's race-baiting tweet, there are a lot of people in Britain, both white and non-white, who object very strongly to having the natural landscape used by the BBC as a political football to advance its woke agenda, reported Breitbart columnist James Dellingpole at the time. I spooled through the comments, which broadly came in three flavors. I'm not racist, so there is no racism in the countryside. I'm Black and I've never experienced racism in the countryside. And importantly, I have experienced racism in the countryside, Harrison said of the controversy. So there's work to do. Even a single racist event means there is work to do. The 42-year-old went on to issue something of a self-denunciation for her failure to be sufficiently strident in her anti-racism prior to the Black Lives Matter unrest, saying, "Until this point, I believed ignorantly that me being not racist was enough. I believed that I should keep quiet and listen to Black people." Now, however, she says she understands there is a big and crucial difference between being not racist and being anti-racist. Being anti-racist means being much clearer that it isn't acceptable. Let the knife and fork squeak uncomfortably over supper. The idea that minorities are somehow persecuted when they attempt to enjoy the outdoors is also being pushed by the World Economic Forum, WEF, which runs the mega-globalist Davos summit each year. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.